It is to this end that the Iowa Extension Service is putting forth every effort to help farmers on the 221,000 farms in the state. We feel that every farmer should be contacted with the latest approved information on the care of livestock and of the care of machinery and the repair of machinery. In order to do this job of contacting every farmer, either in small groups or personally with educational material, the Extension Service has developed the Educational Cooperator Plan. This plan calls for a man and woman cooperator to each 4 square mile area, each area averaging about 16 farms. Translated into action, this means that approximately 14,000 men and 14,000 women, or 28,000 in all, are serving as neighborhood leaders. These patriotic people have volunteered to serve without pay as their contribution to the war effort. This plan provides a means of quickly reaching every farmer in the state with information from the college, from the United States Department of Agriculture, and from any other source. It provides a means of exchanging opinions, ideas, and methods of producing crops and livestock. It provides a means through which farmers can further develop the good neighbor policy of mutual helpfulness in the exchange of labor, machinery, and power. And this is probably one of the most important phases of the whole program. It encourages self-reliance, initiative, and action on the part of communities. It saves travel by bringing groups, meetings to small communities. The fact that the Iowa plan is a good one is evidenced by the fact that it is now being adopted on a nationwide basis. Because I am continually urging farmers to produce more and more, in 1942, is not because of any lack of appreciation for what was accomplished in 1941, but because this is the way farmers can help boost in winning the war. Iowa farmers did a splendid job of producing last year. They were out way ahead in livestock production. All-time high production records were established in a number of instances. But this year, we've got to do better. We can't produce too much food at this time. That's all there is to it. And we can't produce the meat, the milk, and the eggs the government needs without sacrifice. It's going to take hard work, no doubt about it. It means longer hours. It means doing the job with less machinery and with less farm help. There's no doubt about that either. But after all, any effort or sacrifice we make here will be small as compared with the boys in the military service, now scattered over every section of the earth, in the air, and on every body of water in the world.
Director Bliss, I'd like to repeat what Herb has said before. We here at WHO are indebted to the Extension Service, the colleges and universities, and we pledge our continued cooperation. Now, another number by the symphony. Shorty Hogan dusts off his harmonica and steps into the spotlight to play Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. We'll be right back. That's swell, fellows, and may I add that tonight will be the last opportunity WHO Barn Dance fans will have this season to see the symphony and their other favorite stars at the Shrine Auditorium. But the five famous programs will continue to be broadcast over WHO each Saturday, beginning promptly at 8 p.m. But back to the business at hand now, and here is Herb Plambeck with more guests. Herb?
Good neighbors have always been one of WHO's farm hobbies. And so on this program, we take a special pride in calling on Mrs. Ralph Thornton and Chase Reinhardt of near Prairie City regarding an activity of this kind seen recently on the Thornton farm. Mr. Reinhardt, how many good neighbors helped the Thornton?
Around 140 altogether, 97 men and about 40 ladies.
That certainly proves that in times of need, there are still many friends indeed. What groups or individuals were responsible for this expression?
Harry Young was leader. He contacted others, and it was announced in three rural churches in our community, Morgan Valley Christian Church, Pleasant Hill Methodist, and the Church of the Brethren. Others heard about it, too, and came.
That surely bespeaks the real cooperative spirit. Now, what did you 97 men accomplish?
We disked and harrowed 70 acres, seeded 30 acres of oats, hauled 93 loads of litter as they cleaned the yard, plowed gardens, fixed fence, cleaned out brush, filled two old wells, husked some corn, and even built a temporary crib. They did lots of other things, too, Herb.
I'm sure we'll all agree that was real achievement. How about the ladies?
They cleaned house, raked yard, planted garden, and they prepared a big dinner, furnished by everyone in the community and served at one of the churches. It sure tasted swell.
And I'm sure the ladies' efforts were greatly appreciated, both by you men and by the Thorntons. How about that, Mrs. Thornton?
Everyone has been wonderful to us. We are proud and thankful to live in such an outstanding community. They are always helping someone.
Mrs. Thornton, I'm sure you've expressed the feeling in the hearts of all the other folks whose neighbors and friends have come to their aid. I know, too, that the folks who help, whatever or wherever they may have been, likewise feel the better for it, and so are their communities the better for it.
Okay, Herb. Each week, the Corn Belt Farm Hour seeks to include in its features some especially timely farm items. Today, the national wheat referendum is in progress, so Herb has invited Mr. Albert Loveland, State AAA Chairman, for a brief reminder on this question. Mr. Loveland.
First, Herb, I'd like to extend congratulations to you from myself personally and from the Iowa AAA on the fifth anniversary of the Corn Belt Farm Hour. This is also an important day for American agriculture in another way. Farmers throughout the nation are casting their votes to determine whether or not marketing quotas will be effective on the 1942 wheat crop. At this moment, I am not as concerned with the outcome of that vote as I am with the splendid example it provides of the American way of selling a problem. We know that when the votes are counted this evening, the majority will rule, because the free people of our country still have the privilege of speaking, doing, and voting as they please without any fear of reprisal. While I am talking, hundreds and thousands of farmers are casting their ballots in the American way. And yet, in occupied countries of the world, there are not thousands, but millions of farmers who are being prosecuted and forced to exploit the productive capacity of their land for the benefit of the conqueror. I think that if every farmer in the United States would only consider the atrocities that farmers of the occupied countries are being subjected to, they'd appreciate more than ever just what America means. I'm not saying that farmers of America, and more specifically, Iowa, are not doing their part in the Ford for Freedom campaign. They're doing a wonderful job, and are going to keep on our Army and Navy the best fed in the world. But sometimes all of us are prone to forget the blessings we enjoy and the hardships others are enduring. Today, for instance, we are witnessing democracy in action. Free people are going to the polls and are indicating by secret ballot just what their opinion is on a vital question. A question that would be decided by a dictator and enforced by armed might in the Axis-dominated countries. And yet many thousands of farmers will probably pass this privilege by without a thought, forgetting that it is an honor and a duty to help form the policies of their government. The privilege to vote and say what we want to is one of the principles of free people that we are fighting for today. I think every farmer who is qualified to vote in the wheat referendum today should consider it his duty to cast his ballot and play his part in our democracy. This is a privilege we are fighting to preserve, and if we are ever deprived of it, as many have been, only then will we realize fully just what liberty means to us.
Thanks, Mr. Loveland, for the timely reminder. Secretaries of Agriculture and other national administration leaders, governors and other state officials, master farmers and homemakers, and many other farm champions have been our guests. But there is no one whom we are prouder to present than the man who made all of these programs possible. None other than Colonel B.J. Palmer, radio pioneer, business executive, world traveler, lecturer, humanitarian, a friend of agriculture, and our boss. B.J., we're honored to have you here.
Herb, it isn't generally known that I'm a farmer, too. I doubt many people in the organization of the state of Iowa know that I own and run five different farms. Well, so much for that. Herb, I want to read some letters that we've received, congratulatory to you for the wonderful work you've done in our agricultural programs. Here's one from H.A. Wallace, Office of the Vice President at Washington. I know how interested you yourself have been continually in Corn Belt farm problems. I would not feel that I could write you thus intimately except for the fact that you come from my native state. I trust that you and WHO will continue to serve the cause of Iowa agriculture as effectively during the next 5 years as you have during the past five. Here's one for the Department of Agriculture at Washington, Claude R. Wickard, saying to you in a letter of April the 29th, the great farming area covered by your program has a tremendous job to do, a job of producing food to win the war and win the right to peace. It is good to know that through the Corn Belt Farm Hour and other WHO broadcasts, the farmers of this area have access to the latest information, which will enable them to plan their operations in such a way that they can do their full part. Because of the close relationship between agriculture and all other parts of our national life, radio service to farm people always has been service to the whole nation. Today, it is a national necessity. The Central Broadcasting Company deserves, and I am sure has, the commendation and goodwill of all the people served by the Corn Belt Farm Hour, not only on this anniversary, but throughout the year. Here's one from the State of Iowa Executive Office, Des Moines, from Governor Wilson. Congratulations to you and to WHO on the completion of 5 years of public service through the WHO Corn Belt Farm Hour. The many listeners who enjoy these programs hope the next 5 years and the years to follow will be ever more successful. Here's one from Mr. Thornburg, the Secretary of Agriculture at Des Moines, reading as follows. To the many congratulatory messages that you will receive today, the fifth anniversary of the Corn Belt Farm Hour, I want to add my good wishes. Through these weekly broadcasts, the Department of Agriculture has been enabled to disseminate information which has been valuable to the farmer in his operations. Agriculture in Iowa is now charged with a great responsibility of feeding our soldiers in a large part of the world, and the Corn Belt Farm Hour is helping agriculture to meet this responsibility. To these congratulatory letters, Herb, I would like to add mine personally, and I'm sure I can voice the opinion of all the farmers of Iowa that they congratulate you for 5 years of successful service in helping them to make Iowa a greater agricultural state.
BJ, on behalf of all of our listeners, and for Herb and Mal and the rest of us here at WHO, thanks a million for your most interesting statement, and we'll be looking forward to your being with us again in the very near future. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Corn Belt Farm Hour enters into its sixth year of broadcasting at this same time next Saturday with a Mother's Day program. You'll be with us, won't you? And then later we'll have an old-timers program as well as June Dairy Month, 4-H Girls Convention, the Conservation Broadcast, County and District Fair presentation, Harvest Hours, and all of your favorite programs. And so for BJ, Herb, Al, Johnny, Mac, and all the rest of us, thanks for listening, and depend on WHO to bring you informative and interesting farm and other programs every day of the year. WHO Des Moines.